After many trials and tribulations, this is Jean Gershon and Ruth Weiner interviewing Betty Heppner. Today is December 23rd, 1996.
Hello. Yeah, I checked through our notes and there were some tiny details that we didn't get. And I wonder if you'd be good enough to kind of fill in the blank spaces. For example, we don't have your address in Penn Hills. Could you give us the address, please?
When we lived in Penn Hills, we were on Mount Carmel Road in the Eastwood section, which is just over the city border.
And we don't have any of the birth dates and full names of you, the children, your husband.
Oh, my. Well, it's Robert Davis Heppner, and his birth date is May 7th, 1926. And my name is Betty Shore Heppner, Betty Elaine Shore Heppner. And my birth date is March 29th, 1927. Our daughter was born, Jane Ellen Heppner, born January 29th, 1956. And our son, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, S. Shore Heppner, was born October 15th, 1958.
Great.
Those are the important dates in our family.
I have a feeling that much of the other information that I'm seeking will be on your vita, such as the dates when you did various different organizations. Just say yes or no, and I'll wait for them. You became the young adult worker at the Y?
Yes, when I received my master's degree in social work in 1950, my first job was at the YMWHA in Oakland, and I was designated the young adult worker.
And you became a field instructor subsequent to that?
Several years later, while working at the
Y. Oh, at the same time?
Yes, that became a part of my responsibility to be a field instructor for the School of Social Work. And I have had students on and off all through the years, and had an administrative student just a few years ago.
Great. And when did you start with the Visiting Nurses Association?
I can't honestly remember the exact date, but it was in the 60s, and I do have that on the,
I think so, yes.
My bio. And this was an experimental program under the National Institutes of Health to see if persons who have had a stroke and their caregivers could benefit by coming together in a group environment which would be supportive and educational.
Another small detail, Bob's uncle worked for a Jewish firm, you were saying. What was the name of the firm? You did tell me, but they were unfamiliar names at the time. You were talking about him.
Oh, probably in relation to our daughter, who is a lawyer.
Yes.
And his uncle was a lawyer, practicing in Pittsburgh. Originally, David Glick was a part of a Peter and David Glick firm. It evolved into Berkman, Russlander, Lieber, Pohl, and Engel, I believe.
Those were the names I stumbled over as we were
It has subsequently become Klett.
So we looked up the phone book later. Well, I wanted to get the names right as we were doing them, and I thought, all the names kept jumbled up as I was listening.
Klett dear, isn't that awful? Rooney and Shirley. But I think it is Lieber. Clett Lieber, Rooney and Shirley.
Fine.
But as with law firms, the names do change from time to time.
We were talking about the children growing up in Penn Hills and how lovely it was. What were some of the experiences you had with the children there, and including vacations that you might have had with them?
It was a lovely place for them to grow up because we had not only a huge backyard ourselves, but there were no fences between yards, so that they had the run of many yards, and there were many young children, so that there were youngsters for them to play with. The difficulty was that there were no sidewalks, and that they were in a school which the students came from a wide area, so if they wanted to visit friends, the only way they could get there was for us to drive and either pick up the friends or take them to visit the friends. And so subsequently, we decided that it was time for us to move, and since both of us, my husband and I, were born and raised in Pittsburgh, it was just very natural for us to move back into the city. So when Jane was in about sixth grade, we moved to this house, as a matter of fact.
And what about vacations?
We had some regular beach vacations. And it really wasn't until the children were in their teens that we started to travel more extensively. One major trip that we took when they were young was a month in which we traveled across the country and had an absolutely marvelous time. When we went the northern route through the Dakotas and the Badlands and saw that part of the country, visited relatives in California, and then came back a southern route. And I have to say that when we got to St. Louis, all of us wanted to turn around and stay out there. None of us wanted to keep on coming home. We had such a marvelous time. We were very fortunate because friends of ours had done it the year before and had kept wonderful notes about where to go and what to see, and so we had a great deal of it planned out for us. So that was a very special trip. Afterwards, Alan went on Teens on Wheels from the Jewish Community Center, I think two or three times across the country. And Jane went on a teen tour to Israel.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
So both of the children really started quite young to travel. It didn't take with Jane. She's a real Pittsburgher. But it certainly took with Alan, who is in his fifth year down under. We also did go to Israel in 1971. Jane didn't go with us that year. She lived on the CMU campus in a special arts program. But Alan did go with us, and we also took my mother and father, so that we had three generations.
Wonderful
first visit to Israel, because we were able to see the reactions of everyone.
Yes.
It was very exciting. Alan was 12 at the time and was blessed at the wall before his bar mitzvah. It was very exciting.
Moving, yes.
Very moving.
Yes. Where did Jane go to school? What's her background?
Her undergraduate work was at Chatham. And her law degree was at Duquesne University.
And what is this Carnegie Mellon art?
Well, my mother, I think I told you.
Oh, yes.
was, after the age of 60, turned into an artist, and quite a dedicated artist, and so the grandchildren all appreciate art and are interested in art and have explored it in various media. So that's what it really came out of, but was not ever, I don't think, anyone's intention that would be more than an avocation.
Later on, you'll have to take a walk through to see some of her mother's work.
Mm-hmm. And then Alan went to, in Worcester, to Clark. He graduated from Clark University and then got his master's degree in international affairs at the University of Pittsburgh. And both Bob and I are University of Pittsburgh graduates. So Pitt has played a very big part in our life.
Where did you get the original monies for your self-help grant?
We wrote a proposal to the Pittsburgh Foundation, and the Pittsburgh Foundation felt that this was something that should be at least tested. It was when the clearing houses were first starting to be established in the country. There were only a few at that time, and so they gave us some funds to establish an office. And we were able to work out an arrangement with Ray Webb at Allegheny East Mental Health Mental Retardation Center so that we became a kind of a service that they provided so that we would have some way of accepting the funds since we were not an established charity at that point.
Another tiny detail. Michelle Gautier?
Micheline.
That's
all right.
What does she do?
Our daughter-in-law is a maven. She can do many things. When we first met her, she was in hotel management at the Hay Adams in Washington, D.C. And when the children went to Australia, she stayed in that area and worked at the, I guess it's a Hyatt Regency, but it's a very lovely Hyatt, which we visited, in Canberra. They then went to New Zealand, and in New Zealand she was able to go back to a position she had held earlier, which was in the Canadian Foreign Service. She has served several places around the world, and so she began to work for the Canadian Foreign Service in New Zealand. So when they went back to Australia, she was able to move over, and that's where she is now. She's with the Canadian High Commission in Canberra. So she helps people who are having problems with passports or visas or any of the Canadians who are living in the surrounding islands.
It's fascinating. I have a recollection before I gave that Vita to Marcy that there were a list of awards.
There were a number. I have been honored in many ways. One of the first was the Harriet Naylor Award, which is very special to me because I considered Harriet Naylor a very dear friend.
Tell
when I started at the Volunteer Action Center, there was a bookcase in my office that I was taken into, but it only had one book in it, and that was a book by Harriet Naylor about volunteer administration. I think it was published in something like 1967, and she really was the outstanding person in volunteer administration for many, many years. When she passed away, an award was established by the Pennsylvania Association for Volunteerism. I had helped PAV get off the ground by traveling to Penn State like once a month for a year. We brought people together from all over the state. And Hat Naylor came down a couple of times to provide consultation to us. She lived up in Albany, New York. And she was just a very special lady. So I was very honored to be the first Harriet Naylor awardee by
PAV. That is
enough. I was also the chairperson for our Southwest Division of the National Association of Social Workers for 4 years and was named the Outstanding Social Worker. The Commission on Women recognized some outstanding women in the area, and I was named one of those. And then a year ago, I was named the outstanding alumna at the School of Social Work at Pitt. So there have been some lovely,
really beautiful.
Well, I think if you stay in the same field a long time and you live long enough,
it takes a little more than that, I think. That's beautiful.
It really is.
There were a couple of other things I wanted to touch upon. I know how you're going to answer the first part of this. I can just hear it. But how do you view your accomplishments and your successes? What do you see as your great successes?
Well, at the moment, I'm not feeling very successful. although we have maintained a very small agency for a number of years, we really haven't institutionalized it in some way to make sure that it continues. Although I have a support system of board members that are unbelievable. They are so dedicated and so devoted to what it is that we're trying to do. I feel that it will be successful. But I don't know. You take one day at a time and you do the very best you can for your family, for your community, for yourself. And I don't think that you ever try to add up what the impact is of each of those days. I know that the community is richer because the self-help group network helps thousands of people each year to connect to a support system that can be very important to them. Just this morning, I had someone in the office about something completely different and made two referrals because there is an older gentleman who we think may be beginning Alzheimer's, and a young woman who's going through a divorce. So I feel that there is a tremendous impact in the community. And that's why I continue to work at it. But overall, you feel that it's helpful as long as you can help one person. It doesn't have to be a tremendous wave of overwhelming proportions. But as we work with each individual and try to get them some support and good information, that we've really done a lot for the community.
I'm sure of that. It's inspirational as I listen to you, really. In looking back, is there something that you might have done differently?
I really don't think so. I have enjoyed what I have done through the years so very much, and it really is unbelievable the things that have just fallen into my lap. It isn't that I have gone out and looked for any of this. The only thing I actually looked for was my very first job in 1950 when I had to convince Mr. Passamanic that I should come on to the staff at the YMWHA. But after that, it was really a matter of people offering me positions and circumstances. As with the self-help group network, I mean, it happened. It wasn't that it was something I planned to do.
You've been in Pittsburgh, as you say, for a few years. From off the top of your head, how would you compare Pittsburgh then to as it is now? Can you see it from the inside?
Well, I think that Pittsburgh has changed through the years in a great many ways, but fundamentally I think it stays very much the same because we have such a stable population. Because our unemployment is so high all the time, it isn't the kind of city that people flock to. And so we have a relatively stable population. I think that the major change is the one that has been recognized by our Jewish community so effectively, in that our population is getting so much older. Medical science has been wonderful, and people are living a lot longer and need more support services than ever before. I think that's the major difference, that I went in as the young adult worker at the Y, and today I think I would want to go in as a geriatric worker because there just don't seem to be that many young people around. I think that's the major change in our community.
You spoke about the Jewish community recognizing the changes. How do you view the Pittsburgh Jewish community in relation to the rest of in itself and in relation to the rest of the Pittsburgh community?
There is a let me start that over again. Many of the people in the Jewish community tend to stay within the Jewish community and not to reach out to the general community. Because of various circumstances, as I said, things have kind of fallen into my lap. I have been much more in the general community than in the Jewish community exclusively. And I feel that we really need that kind of dialogue so that we aren't completely isolated and don't isolate ourselves. But I think there is a tendency for us to do that. I know that some of the women's organizations have tried to reach out in various programs. I think we are always so concerned about what's happening in the Jewish community. JAA, I understand, will provide services for the total community. At the network, we have received some funding from Ladies Hospital Aid Society, and I know that National Council of Jewish Women reaches out, B'nai B'rith. So that there are some instances in which there is reaching out, but when you look at some of the leadership in the Jewish community, they are very focused on the Jewish community.
I appreciate that. I feel that I'm one of those.
Well, and you need both. You need both.
Yes. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't touched upon or haven't asked you about?
The only thing I would add is that I feel it's very important for people to also have hobbies. And so in addition to the work that I do, I do have hobbies.
Oh, tell us about
that. I love gardening. And you can see on the windowsill is over here is rosemary and chive and basil left over. And in addition, I love to cook and bake so that that's very much a part of celebrating all of the holidays. I absolutely adore it when the family convenes here instead of someplace else, because then I can do the cooking and the baking.
Oh, wonderful.
And have all the leftovers. I have to admit, I enjoy that as well.
Right. Is there anything that you would like to ask?
Are there any problems that you had to overcome in the work that you did within the community? Obstacles that you couldn't get the things that you wanted to get done?
There are always obstacles, which I think of as challenges, because I don't feel that they're personal. I feel that these are things that have to be worked out by the people in the community. And I certainly have had those as well. As I mentioned, currently, financial problems. We have to find some way to provide ongoing support for the self-help group network. When I was at the Volunteer Action Center, there was a change in the United Way's philosophy. That was a major United Way program. There was a change in the United Way's philosophy, and so there were many changes there. So that I think that you're always going to find that, particularly in the service industries, that you are going to have to be flexible and think in terms of what's good for the community and moving, if you have to, move on to other things. Because there are always going to be changes that you're going to have to face.
Well, I would like to thank you. It's been a pleasure, truly, to meet you, to get to know you. I feel like we're all old friends. I really feel that way.
I have regards for you from Jack and Barbara.
Oh, yes.
And that's who we saw over the weekend.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, they're darling
people. This was theirs.